And here's the story that's been the topic of debate in the newsroom all morning. Next year's class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is out. Here's who was tapped. Alice Cooper, not much debate there.
No,
but a little more question about Tom Waits. Listen.
Now the sun's coming up.
Maybe not rock and roll, more of a beat poet, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean,
love him. Absolutely love him.
I absolutely.
But Neil Diamond, hate him.
But just a moment. But you hate him.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't.
He's not
rock
and roll.
That's not the takeaway policy on Neil Diamond.
He's not rock and roll.
Neither is Tom Waits. James Taylor is in the Hall of Fame. He's not rock and roll.
Right. It's a problem. That's what I'm trying to say here. I'm trying to share this with our listeners.
Well, maybe it should be called the Pop Music Hall. You know what I'd really like to debate? Why is it in Cleveland?
That's another question.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I like Cleveland better than Neil Diamond, that's for sure. Just to finish up, Darlene Love and Dr. John also made this year's cut. The induction ceremony is in the spring. Some of the news stories we're watching this morning.
Yes, this is Mark Kay from Royal Oak. Calling about your comments about why the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is in Cleveland of all places. It's because of Alan Freed, who was a disc jockey in that market, who purportedly coined the phrase rock and roll. So there you go.
I was delighted to learn out this morning that Mac Rebinac is finally getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's about time. And I was equally upset and annoyed and irritated that once again Leon Russell has been passed over. And for what? Neil Diamond? John, I'm with you on that one.